That's CNN from Al Jazeera's Imran Khan, who's in Ramallah, with how the violence is affecting Palestinians and their daily lives.
Well, the near-nightly raids still continue across the occupied West Bank since the beginning of the year. Some 96 people have been killed, 93 of those here in the occupied West Bank. But it's the injuries now. There was another Israeli raid last night in Burkin near Jenin, where two Palestinians were injured. The actual number of injuries is astounding. It's 2,560 since the year began. It's April the 8th. And that really is something now that the Palestinians are concerned with, the trauma of those who have survived those Israeli raids, the types of injuries we're seeing from live bullets being used, live ammunition, and from people who were just caught in the crossfire. That's becoming increasingly more important for mental health, for medical health professionals here in the occupied West Bank, because that is a huge amount of people that have been injured. So that's really concerning to them. If you're an ordinary Palestinian and you're living near Jenin, Nablus, Hebron, places like this, when night falls, you don't really know what to expect. You think there may well be another Israeli raid, and oftentimes you're right about that. These raids, as I say, near nightly. So the atmosphere is incredibly tense, but you're also seeing Palestinians now wanting to fight back, cheering attacks like the one that took place in Tel Aviv out of sheer frustration. Frustration about what's been going on here in the northern occupied West Bank since the beginning of the year.
Let's bring in Al Jazeera's senior political analyst Marwan Bashara. He's in London. Marwan, Prime Minister Netanyahu has just marked 100 days back in office. Given all that's happened in those 100 days, is he going to make it to 200 days as Prime Minister?
Yes, that's actually a very pertinent question. Clearly, Mr. Security, as he likes to be called, I think has turned out to be Mr. Insecurity. And I think this probably should be the name that's most befitting of the Prime Minister, who generally also boasts of being Mr. Prosperity and Mr. Stability, and the Prime Minister who was able to control the Palestinians by deterrence and attract the Arabs by economic and political means. It seems like everything now is floundering under his feet and that of the Israelis. So just take a quick look of what's happening and what could happen next. Already, demonstrations in the streets threatening to continue the next 100 days. His cabinet is totally polarized. He cannot work with his defense minister, which he kind of fired. He cannot work with his justice minister because his justice minister doesn't like the fact he walked away from his judicial so-called reforms. His attorney general doesn't like him to interfere in the judicial reform because of he was indicted in corruption. The other two fascist ministers of security and finance continuously blackmail him. He's down in the polls. The economy is not doing well, and international crediting agencies are thinking of downgrading Israel's credit. His friends in the Arab world who normalize relations now do not want to talk to him. Those who would normalize relations have normalized relations with Iran instead of with Israel. And relationships with the most important ally, the United States, haven't been worse since Netanyahu took over, not even during the Obama years. So really, all in all, we have hundreds of days of trouble, of insecurity, of instability that look like they're going to be another 100 days, at least, of them.
There are going to be more protests today, Marwan, at which a number of former, high-profile ministers and judiciary officials are going to speak, talking about the rift that's developed within Israeli society. Has the Prime Minister got anyone to blame but himself? Is he even capable of recognizing that it is he and his policies and this need to cling to power that's causing this division?
Absolutely. Look, clearly he has every vested interest to stay in power, because if he doesn't, he probably his indictment will take him to jail, as it did to his predecessor, Ehud Olmert. And I think he needs those two fascist ministers badly. Without them, he cannot form a government, because those in opposition would not form a government with him, because he's a proven liar to them, one who betrayed them, stabbed them in the back. So all in all, he has to hang on to power, and hence he is continuously blackmailed by these two fascist ministers. And they are very dangerous ministers because they live off instability and violence. They need instability and violence in order for their popularity to grow in the Israel streets. So we have this dynamic in Israel, Adrian, whereby you have vested interests for a number of officials, whereby instability continues to be the case in the next 100, the next 1,000 days. Well, opposite that, we have an elite in Israel, an economic elite, financial elite, high-tech elite, military elite, academic and journalistic elite that is quite strong in Israel. And all of it is Jewish, that does not want this judicial so-called reform, which probably call it judicial deformation in Israel. They don't like the way those totalitarian ministers are governing. They don't like the increased racism and instability. And hence, there is this strong presence in the street by those who are not at all peaceful, by the way. Some of those generals have countless blood, innocent blood on their hands, right? I mean, even like Benny Gantz and Ehud Barak and these infamous generals are in the streets demonstrating against Netanyahu. But we also have heads of universities in Israel who threatened to close down universities. So we have a whole range of elites in Israel that don't want to see this Israeli government continue on the same footing, and hence, apparently, they are ready to go on and on. But on the other hand, as you said earlier, we have a situation in Palestine that is also getting out of hand. We're going to have more and more of those sorts of attacks that we've seen the past few days, regardless whether the one in Tel Aviv was or was not a real attack. But generally speaking, the security tension is continuing. And now we have it from Gaza, we have it from Lebanon, and we have, of course, more of the same deterioration that's going on in Syria. So all in all, it's quite a mess in Israel, in occupied Palestine, and in the region.
Our senior political analyst...
And it is Netanyahu's responsibility.
Sorry. Our senior political analyst, Marwan Bishara, there, live in London. Always good to talk to you, Marwan. Many thanks indeed.